My way of thinking pleases me. My own way of thinking pleases me. All of the type of thoughts that go through my mind, all those type of thoughts that go through my mind are various and imaginative. They are uplifting and dramatic. They are fantastic in every possible way. But it's my way of thinking that pleases me. I do not need to think the way other people think. I do not need to think the thoughts that others think. I do not need to dream the way others dream, because my dreams are uniquely my own. My dreams are uniquely what go on inside of me. I am myself, and I like me. I am the type of person that I enjoy being with. I am the type of person that I like to see in my world. A loving, unconditionally loving person. Now, I oftentimes think about this. Can I truly be an unconditionally loving person? Can I look at every person in my world and say, I love you? Can I look at every person in my world and see the highest and the best in them? Can I look at every person that I look at and know that they're a reflection of me? And if they're good, that's a nice reflection. If they're not good, then that's my reflection. Now, that's who I am. That's the type of person that I am. It's the kind of person that shines forth out of me. And is that the kind of person that I really want to be? Is that the kind of person that I really want to share in my world? Is that the kind of person that I really want to live in my world? And, of course, I have to come up with the answer that the only person that I see out there is a reflection of me. And so when I say that I like me, when I say that my way of thinking pleases me, then that must be who I am. That must be the kind of person that I am. That must be the kind of being that I am. My way of thinking pleases me. So I look at my yard and I say, wow, what a lovely yard. How nicely it is cared for. Or I look at my yard and I say, the grass is getting a little tall. I need to cut that down. I need to put that away. I need to take care of that. And lo and behold, I do that. Or lo and behold, it is done. For however I see it, so it is. Now, do I look at my grass and do I look at my yard and do I see it beautiful? Then that's a reflection of who I am. If I look at my neighbor and I see them helpful and courteous and kind and loving to me, then that's who I am. If I look at all the world and see it as a fulfilling, rewarding, delightful experience, then that's who I am. It can only be that way. My way of thinking pleases me. And so, as I know that my own way of thinking pleases me, then I am thinking beautiful thoughts. I am thinking wonderful thoughts. I am thinking happy thoughts. Now, I've got a project in front of me. And the project is one where I'm going to take the tractor and I'm going to grade the roads around the property here and make them all smooth and lovely, chopping all the weeds out of the roads and making everything look beautiful and glorious. Now, my way of thinking pleases me. So, as I drive the tractor, I drive it not fast, not slow, but medium, and I just slowly bring the tractor over everything in my path, all along the way, gently, and I leave the cannon down so that it drags into the path. And it never slices deep into the path. It never cuts away the path. It merely trims a path and levels a path and makes everything smooth and beautiful. It makes it a lovely path for me to walk on every morning. It makes it something beautiful for me. I'm doing it for me. Now, will other people look at it and say, it looks nice? That's up to them. But as far as I'm concerned, I think it looks nice. I think it looks glorious. I think I've done a good job. Now, Anita oftentimes goes out and does the tractoring, and she has set projects that she has in mind. And she has certain areas that she wants to trim and certain areas that she wants to have be just beautiful. And so she takes this big old cannon, that were dragged behind the tractor, and pulls it over the path and pulls it over the various things that she wants to level out. And just lickety-split, it's done beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, because she's doing things that please her. Her way of thinking pleases her. My way of thinking pleases me. When Ellen looks at her yard, and when Ellen looks at her house, when Ellen looks at the jobs that she is doing as the CEO of the University of Healing, she is just as happy as can be. It pleases her all of the time. And everything she looks at to do, no matter how tedious it might be to someone else, to her, it is a job that pleases her and tickles her heart and makes her feel just wonderful. Because it's a reflection of what's going on inside of her. And so the whole world, as a reflection of what's going on inside of her, is a glorious and beautiful and fabulous thing. And it's the kind of thing that it goes on inside of you and goes inside of me and goes inside of everyone. Whatever our thinking is, my way of thinking pleases me. Your way of thinking pleases you. Your way of looking at anything at all in life pleases you and makes you just as happy as can be. Now, is this the way you want your life to be? Happy as can be? Do you want everything going on smoothly and beautifully in your life? Do you want your life to be the expression of goodness and peace and harmony and joy in everything you do? If you do, then that's exactly the way you have it. If you want everything in your world to be pleasing to you, then you must think pleasing thoughts within yourself. You must think loving thoughts within yourself. You must think joyous thoughts within yourself. You must think fantastic thoughts within yourself, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters now, or that's all that ever will matter. Now, are you ready to have that kind of thought in your mind? Are you ready to be the kind of person that thinks beautiful, loving, fantastic thoughts? Are you ready to be the person who knows only glorious, wonderful thoughts? Then you can say to yourself, if you wish, my thinking, my way of thinking pleases me. My way of thinking pleases me. I look at all things and call them good. I look at my world and say, what a wonderful world. I look at my dog. I look at my family. I look at my friends. My son is always sending me wonderful things on email, telling me of the things that he's reading, the things that are about outstanding inventions in the world, outstanding activities in the world, outstanding things going on in the world. And he thinks it's going to please me, and it really does. Because it shows me where his thinking is, where his dreaming is, where his ideals are. And I say, how wonderful. What a glorious way to live your life from such magnificent ideals, from such magnificent way of thinking. You can do that too. In fact, you do that because you are in my world. You are in my world, and my world is thinking and pleasing me. My world is joyous. My world is one, and you are joyous, and you are wonderful. And I'm thinking about you, and so I'm thinking pleasing thoughts about you, and I'm thinking happy thoughts about you, and I'm thinking whole thoughts about you. I can see you whole and perfect right now. Every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect right now, and that pleases me. I think every organ, action, and function of my body is whole and perfect, and that type of thinking pleases me. That type of thinking makes my world go round in a most marvelous, harmonious, uplifting, fulfilling way. It's something that I could only imagine. And I'm looking at that way, and I'm knowing that for you and for me and for all the world, because all the world is a reflection of what thoughts I am thinking. And my way of thinking pleases me. How about you? You know your way of thinking pleases you and always will. And know that one of the wonderful thoughts I like to think is, I love you. I love you. I love you.